Because when I wait for him, I'm putting my faith in him that he knows what's best for me. And when I'm waiting for him, that faith pleases him and he'll come by and visit with me. So waiting for him turns into waiting with him. It's good to wait with him. It's good to have fellowship with the Lord, isn't it? Sometimes we don't have fellowship with him because we're trying to work everything out ourselves. We're not willing to wait on the Lord. You know those three Hebrew boys in that furnace? They were in that furnace and Jesus walked in there with them. Even Nebuchadnezzar recognized it. He said, the fourth is like unto the Son of God. I always thought it was interesting that the Bible says they were bound up in their hats and their coats and their hosen and their hats, their coats and their hosen and their other garments. I always wondered why I needed to know that. Did you ever look at the Bible and say, Lord, why did I need to know that? Why did I need to know that when they... Why didn't God just say, they tied them up and threw them in? God said, no, they were bound in their hats, their coats, their hosen, their other garments. What are hats? That's what you wear on your head. Coats are what you wear here and hosen is what you wear down here. What is that? That's everyday living. That's clothes. That's what Jesus said, the Gentiles, that's what they seek after. What shall we... wear. We spend a lot of time worrying about what we're going to wear. I bet when them fellows were in the getting ready to be thrown in the fire, they didn't much care what they had on. If it was clothes that fit in with society or not. See, what I'm getting at is what happens to us is we get bound up in everyday life. So God allows us to go in the fire. And the Bible said when they got in the fire, the king looked in and he said, I see four men loose. We think that the limitations of God, the sufferings and the trouble have bound us up, but really they have freed us because they've got our mind where it belongs, on serving God rather than on trivial things that don't make as much, that don't matter as much. Serving God. Now Paul said this. He said that I may know him. Now we like this first part. In the power of his resurrection. We like that first part. But then he went on to say, and the fellowship of his sufferings. When you suffer, if you will submit, now you can get stiff-necked and argue with God and not get anything out of it and probably have to go through it again. But if you yield yourself to God in the suffering, you'll get to know Jesus in a way you've never known him before. And I may know him. So we settle ourselves on the wisdom of God. We be satisfied to wait with God. And then here's the last thing. When we're limited, we search for a work. For God. Now here's Paul and Silas in the jail. Feet in the stocks. Paul's sitting there. He can't move. He can't get away. Silas sitting over here. Imagine Silas says to Paul, Paul, what? And Paul says, shh, 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 shh. I'm counting. Counting. I'm counting steps. Counting steps. I'm counting how many steps the jailer takes when he walks by so that I'll know exactly when he's coming back so that when he gets here, I can get you to trip him and I'm going to grab him and we're going to get the keys and there's a hole up there and we're going to stand him up. And Paul's got this elaborate plan. Could you imagine if that was the way it was? Looking for a way out. Now, you're laughing. You're laughing at me. But how many of us spend our day limited by God looking for a way out of it?